today on Rocking the Suburbs.
An amazing film on the history of Scottish women's groups.
Hey everybody, Patrick here. On behalf of Jim Lenihan, I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. We are in the middle of the new music train ride, and our listeners are contributing right now. And today, we're going to hear from Roger Grace. And a couple things I want to say before we hear from Roger. Number one, thank you very much, Roger, for your continued contributions. They're always amazing, and I look forward to them every month. Like I do a lot of picks, but hey, I really appreciate it. And I think our listeners do, too. Secondly, Roger includes a note with his file today, and it mentions that his team that he supports in the football, in the soccer, MK Dons, are in line to perhaps go up to League One. So we want everybody to keep your fingers crossed and pull for MK Dons. Right now they're in second place, 4 points ahead of Cambridge United as of this time that I'm speaking from this planet. And let's get that done. Come on. Briefly, I will mention that my team, Norwich City, are doing okay. They're going to finish mid-table, which, considering where they were about a quarter to halfway through the season, which was in 22nd place, they've moved all the way from 22nd to 9th. So when they brought in a new manager, Philippe Clement from Belgium, he really has done a wonderful job. And if you look at the form table over the past 10 games, Norwich is actually second in that. So they really have been doing a great job. Now, importantly, Ipswich Town, which is Nicholas's team, is a nip and tuck battle to get back to the Premier League. So let's pull for those Tractor Boys, even though a Norwich fan is never supposed to say that. I'm the one that proves the rule. I'm the guy that likes both. So let's go Tractor Boys. Of course, Nick Scalera is a big Arsenal fan. We all love Nick, and he is suffering right now as we come down to the wire with the Premier League, as tight as spandex on Pat Benatar back in the day. It's really close. Jim supports Everton, and they're having a good season. He also likes Fiorentina, because I know he spent some time there studying back in his student days. And Fiorentina were struggling earlier, but they've just about pulled themselves out of the mess of League One with a really good run recently, winning three and drawing two. So no games without any points at all. So they've moved clear of that relegation zone. It looks like they're going to be safe, the La Viola. Okay, there's your football update. But I do want to tell you one more thing. Roger has three wonderful picks this month. But the third one is from an artist named Carla J. Easton. Listen to everything Roger says about her. She's a very fascinating character. But Roger asked for a song entitled Do What You Want. And I looked high, I looked low, I looked over, I looked under, I looked sideways, I looked down. I could not find anywhere a song called Do What You Want by Carla Easton. She has put out three new singles, and it looks like she has a brand new album coming out in May. But I couldn't find it. So I don't know what happened there, but maybe Roger can clear that up. I have done this before and not been able to find something. But what I'm going to do is actually play her single that came out in March, which is a really, really good song. And it's also called Really, 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 Really Sad. Some people use that phrase to describe me. So there you go. We're in good company. All right. I will stop jabbering and turn you over now to Roger Grace.
Please, 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 please. Roger Grace. Please, please.
absolutely glorious on trains from Scotland. So long, farewell, goodbye.
Hi Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community, it's Roger Grace in Stirling with my March new music picks. They're all songs that I could easily submit about halfway through March. It was out the gate really early on it. Anyway, so three from me. The first one is by the Falkirk five-piece band Static, who've been around for about 4 or 5 years and fronted by Alicia MacDonald. Falkirk's literally 5 or 6 miles down the road from me, so they're a very local band to me, so hopefully I'll get to see them sometime soon. The song I'd like you to pick is their latest single. They've had quite a few singles out. It's called Exhausted, and excellent it is as well. Second song is by the group The Bottle Rockets. They're a Glasgow four-piece, been around for about 5 years, and they were voted 2023's Scottish Alternative Best Rock Act at the Alternative Music Awards, and BBC Scotland had them as the 2024 Scottish Act of the Year. They are very good, and I'm fortunately going to be seeing them later in the year when they are supporting another group at the Barrowlands as well, so I'm really looking forward to that. They've actually had two singles out in March. The one I want you to pick is Father's Daughter, but I also recommend the other one as well, Won't Speak Again. They are really, really good.
And it's
last pick is from Carla J. Easton, and she's got a single out at the moment. And there's two tracks out on this, and the track I'd like you to pick is Do What You Want. For anyone who's unfamiliar with Carla J. Easton, she used to be a keyboard player in the touring version of the Vaseline's, who were a huge influence on Kurt Cobain. She's also in the iconic Scottish all-female indie group Teen Canteen, which are well worth checking out. And she's also a prolific filmmaker as well. She did an amazing film on the history of Scottish women's groups, which you should be able to find on a streaming service or at least YouTube. That really, really was an eye-opener. Very exciting as well. So I can only recommend that you check her out as well. Anyway, short and sweet this month. That's all from me. So long. Farewell. Goodbye. Falkirk's literally 5 or 6 miles down the road from me, so they're a very local band to me, so hopefully I'll get to see them sometime soon.